This goes to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Raymond Kindle, K-I-N-D-E-L, date of birth April 9th of 1941. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kindle, who was last seen on December 18th of 2023 with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, atrial fibrillation, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. He's feeling well. He has lost 11 pounds over the last 6 months. He's trying to limit caloric intake, and he tries to be more physically active. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Minimal dyspnea on exertion, which is stable, none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the metoprolol, 25 milligram. He takes a half tablet once daily. And the calcitriol is 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and none on other days. Other meds are unchanged. Physical exam. Weight is 193 pounds, pulse 48, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 58. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 1st of 2024. Creatinine is slightly improved at 2.01. Estimated GFR is 33. Albumin 4.2. Calcium 9.5, sodium 142, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.5, intact parathyroid hormone 144.1, that's stable, the previous level is 138.2, hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slightly improved creatinine levels. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, appears to be in sinus rhythm today. 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism, currently stable on low-dose calcitriol with normal calcium levels. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.